Target Stores is pleased to introduce Bela Fleck and the Flecktones.
Thank you. Morning. How's everybody doing today? It's a lovely day to be out playing music. We're the Flecktones, and we're going to play another tune, and then I'll introduce everybody. This is a tune called Flipper. To introduce everybody to you real quick, starting out with a question I'm sure you've been asking yourself. What's going on over here? Well, this is a story about a guy who came back from the year 2050. and he came all the way back to show us how the drums are being played in the future by some of the guys. He brought with him his invention, the Synthax Drumitar. Our ambassador from the future, please welcome Future Man.
Alright, is anybody out there wondering where the drums are coming from? Yeah? Okay, check it out. This is the drum set right here. And my fingers act as the drumsticks, and I hit it just like I would hit a drum, and everything you're hearing is being played live, just like on a drum set. Check it out. It responds the way I touch. If I touch soft, it goes loud.
The Flex Zone secret weapon, Victor Lamont Wootek.
Flexone doing a lot of wonderful things over here on this side of the stage. Please welcome Howard Levy. thank you. So what's going on? You guys baking out there? Does it feel good?
Yeah!
It feels pretty good up here playing for you guys. Does anybody know what a palindrome is? A couple of people? Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, it's a word or a phrase that spells the same thing forwards or backwards. Simple words like mom or level or race car. Anyway, we've got a song that is a kind of a palindrome. And before we play it, you guys know any palindromes? Do geese see God? Spelled backwards, do geese see God? You got one, Howard?
Yeah, here's one. Which one should I do? Let's see. Eva, can I stab bats in a cave?
Believe it or not, spells the exact same thing backwards. One of my favorites is, may a moody baby do my yam. Or another really good one is, sit on a potato pan, Otis. Spells the same thing backwards. Anyway, we met this guy in Seattle who had a song about these palindromes and got me thinking about trying to do a musical palindrome where we play the same thing forwards as we do backwards. And so I wrote this kind of long, complicated piece of music and taught it to the band forwards and backwards, and we're going to play it in this next tune. And before we start it, we'll just show you one of the really short phrases, what it sounds like forwards and what it sounds like backwards. This is the short phrase, forwards. Howard's going to play it for you backwards. So, we're going to start out playing this thing forwards and backwards at the same time, and play another piece of music in the middle that has nothing to do with this whole story. And then about halfway through this thing, we're going to dive into this long, complicated piece that doesn't really make a lot of sense. And just when it really starts to irritate you guys, we're going to stop and play the whole thing backwards. So this one is entitled UFO Tofu, which spelled backwards is? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. That was a tune called Sunset Road from our first Warner Brothers CD. And we've been playing a lot of tunes from some music that we just finished recording about a week ago. It's going to be a brand new Flecktones album coming out around August this summer. And a lot of the tunes that we play today are going to be on that record. And we're going to be playing tonight. I also want to remind you, we're going to be tonight around 6, I think, at another stage, all the way down that way, so you got plenty of time to make your way down there. Are there any Newgrass Revival fans in the house? Right, Florida. Anybody who doesn't know about Newgrass Revival, that was a group that I used to play in before the Flecktones came about for about 8 years. And it wasn't really a traditional bluegrass band at all. We mixed all kinds of things up. When I try and explain to people what it was like, I try and tell them to imagine if Bill Monroe spent a weekend with Aretha Franklin and they went to Jamaica together. It was, you know, your typical rhythm and bluegrass reggae band, really. But every once in a while, we'd get booked on these festivals in the deep, deep south. And I'm not talking about Florida. It's actually north of here. And we'd be expected to play real traditional bluegrass. We'd pull into these places, and the festival sign would be written in crayon. And it'd be kind of funky, but it'd be cool, you know. There's a guy in the Newgrass Revival named Sam Bush who would turn to me at times like that, and he'd say, "Bela, there is a yeehaw factor of 10 here." And I pretty much knew we were not going to do the Bob Marley medley that day. Is there a yeehaw factor down here by any chance? Can I get a yee? Can I get a haw? What's that spell? I'll accept that. I wrote a tune about it entitled The Yeehaw Factor, and we're going to leave you with it today. And there is an audience participation section if anybody feels like it. You just learned it. And let's practice it once. Me and Vic will be playing. We'll look up and you'll do that thing. That's it. Here we go. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys later. We have been informed that we actually have plenty of time. So we have decided to play right on through until 6 on this stage. So we're going to take our time with this encore. Thanks for getting us back up here. This is another brand new tune. It's entitled The Adventures of Kato. Thanks again for listening. Thank you.